Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And our guest today, I hope I pronounced your name correctly, is Brandy Broderick. Is that correct?
Brandy Broderick. Yep, that's it. Hi, guys.
Okay, good.
Hey, Pat, you know what? That's crazy. Johnny, of course you would be able to pronounce Brandy Broderick. I mean, wow. Plus, by the way, she's so ultra famous and one of the most popular Playboy Playmate centerfolds in history. Not only that, MOY, Playmate of the Year 2001, Miss April 2000. Welcome to the show, Brandy.
Thank you. Wow, what a wonderful introduction. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You are welcome.
That's awesome.
Okay, so we do know that you are all of those things plus a lot more. A entrepreneur, wonderful, successful businesswoman, an amazing, accomplished actress, and the whole Playboy, all the accolades there. But before we get into all of that, which we will, and oh, wonderful wife and mother, we have a question that we always start the show off. The Playboy Playmate series continues. Yes, we do. We have the one question. And the reason I start off with this question is because this is a question I have been asked more than any other question when it comes to Playboy. So here it goes. Ready, Brandy?
I am ready.
Okay. Brandy Broderick, how did you become a Playboy Playmate?
Oh, my goodness. well, I went in and did the test shoot. As you know, I don't know if I'm just assuming you went through the same thing, but
No.
The difference?
You were a California girl. No, because
just
think about it. When we're not local, I mean, I didn't live in California. We have to do a whole different procedure. We don't fly in and just do a Polaroid test. No.
Right. Yes.
So that's different.
Well,
your story is you actually walked in. Did you make an opportunity to call them? I mean, were you nervous? Like, before that, how did you, like, hey, I'm going to be a Playboy Playmate. I want to be a centerfold. I'm calling them. Like, but what was your whole thought process?
Yeah, well, I always thought from a very young age that I wanted to be a Playboy Playmate because my mom told me I was named after a Playboy model. So, and her name was Brandy. And
that's
so
cool.
In my head,
I did read that.
Growing up.
Brandy.
Yeah.
But Brandy.
So,
Brandy.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, Brandy. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you say a very young age, what does that mean, very young age, that you knew about Playboy?
Well,
what age was that?
So always, you know, in my, like even my grandfather, in his bathroom, he had a picture up of a naked girl playmate. I don't know which playmate it was. So too young to know at the time. But it was always like that stuff was open. And my mom always told me, you know, where I got my name. So I remember in fourth or fifth grade, I can't remember. We're talking about what we wanted to be when we grew up. And I said that I wanted to be a Playboy model. And
wow.
In class. And but this is how crazy it was back in the day. So I remember being on the playground and the teacher that I told that to telling the other teachers I was a little slut. Can you believe that?
Ooh.
No.
And I was overhearing it. Like
that's
this
horrible.
Little, like, oh. Isn't that crazy?
It's so horrible.
She was an old witch anyway.
I know, but back then, I mean, maybe you didn't know about,
well,
you know, personalities like that were jealous.
Yeah.
But maybe as a child, that was a lot to take in. How rude.
I don't think I even really knew what the word meant at that time, but
true.
So she was just an old witch. But anyway, it was instilled in me in a very long time, and I always wanted to be an actress. So when I came to Hollywood, you know, I pursued both Playboy and acting. And I remember on my when I actually finally went in for the actual test shoot, Alexis Vogel, which I know you knew very well.
Everybody mentions her, right, Johnny? Every
they do.
We did a tribute to her. I didn't mean to interrupt, but we did a tribute on the show to her, and I had 8 different playmates come on and tell a little story, and we had a psychic medium, and we actually talked to her. I mean, if you believe in that, and the one they talked to her. Yes, I want to get you on the next one. I want to do one with that.
Oh my God, I just got chills. Oh, that would be amazing. Please include me on that.
Okay, for sure.
If you can, I would love to be included on that. Anyway, so she went out for me. She was great because I was nervous. And she had them go and get me. She said, "What do you like to drink?" And I was like, "Champagne." So she had them go out and get me champagne. So I was drinking some champagne. And she was like, you know, just make it. They're just like doctors. They see naked girls all the time. It's not a big deal. So, you know, so I felt super comfortable. And I had Steve Wada, which I love.
I love Steve. And I love Steve Wada. Everybody, okay, Steven Wada was one of the best centerfold photographers and shot the covers of a lot of celebrities. I was so grateful.
Yep.
That he did my centerfold as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
so, but I mean, you just jumped from, you walked in, you jumped from that. Okay, you're living in California, so you're local, but how close to Beverly, it was not Beverly Hills, it was Hollywood, or I don't know.
Santa Monica. It was in Santa Monica.
Santa Monica when you came.
Yep.
I was on Sunset Boulevard. Okay, so you walked in there. How far did you live away?
I wasn't far at all. I don't think I was that far. I was probably in the valley at the time. Oh, well, I was living here at the time. So but I grew up in Northern California. Yeah.
Okay. So when you when you walked in for the test, was it a Polaroid day? Like they would do that every Thursday, right?
Time I went in was a Polaroid, and that got denied.
That's an interesting thing. Well, gosh. Okay, Brandy, why did you even do that? I would never have done that. Like, that's just like throwing total caution to the wind. Like, okay, whatever. You know, instead of like taking some shots with a photographer and then like submitting what you know is perfect. Like, I never got that why these girls did that. You were one of them. So please tell us why you did that.
And when I did that, it was before I had my breast done, too. So when I went back the next time, when I actually got a real test shoot, I had already had my breast done. I kind of knew what I was doing with my makeup. You know, it was like a little bit, felt a little more comfortable. And had a great time at that point with the test shoot. And
so then when you got yourself more educated on, I'm going to, I am going to make it. So I'm going to do it the right way. And then did you send in photos? And then they said, come on in. We're going to do a full day of test shooting to see if we want to bring you back for centerfold. Is that
No. At that point, Mr. Hefner made a phone call.
really? Oh, did you? Had you met him already?
Yeah, I'd met him a couple times. The first time I met him, I was brought up to the house when he was married to Kimberly for movie night with a friend. And he helped me. We were looking through the magazine trying to find the woman that my mom named me after. We couldn't find her. So he didn't look, for hours.
When do you think that was? Okay, so Brandy, hold on, because this is really interesting. Your mom was 9 months pregnant, and she was flipping through. There was a lot of magazines on I just read the article. There was a lot of magazines around her. She picked up the Playboy. She opened it up. It just happened to be this gorgeous playmate who was. Was she the centerfold named Brandy?
No, I think she was just because we would have found her. It was just a model that was in the magazine.
Okay, and your mom probably
her name was Brandy.
Remember.
No,
and she and Hef were trying to find that.
Yes, it was so sweet of me.
What a moment.
Brought me in the library, and we're going through, because we didn't know what month, what year. It could have been an old magazine. It was at her uncle's house. you know, who knew? So we were just trying, starting to go through page by page.
Did they ever
find somebody.
Her?
No, we didn't. No. I mean, I should have looked a little harder, but yeah. I mean, it was, who knows? I mean, my mom, she could have, it could have been Penthouse or Hustler for all I know. She just said, she told me it was Playboy.
You know.
She's just, you know,
like a tiny picture in the back. Who knows, right?
Who knows? Wow. I don't know. But that was the story she'd always told me, that it was a Playboy magazine. Her name was Brandy. She thought she was so beautiful. I want my daughter to look like that. And she named me Brandy Nicole after this girl. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know
I
what?
I keep hoping with this story, someone will come forward and say, that was me.
Well, yes, because she had to have been, well, no, you were in her tummy. I don't know if you were born blonde, but I assume so.
Yeah. Well, and, actually, yeah. No, I'm black hair, then red hair, then blonde hair. But anyway.
So I'm trying to envision what your mother was seeing in the magazine was her vision. And so she, you asked her to give you more of a detailed description?
No, she just thought she was very beautiful. And she spelt it the way that she made my name be spelled, which is B-R-A-N-D-E. And to this day, I'm the only one that spells it like that. So when this person can finally know that she'd probably be in her 60s or 70s, well, 70s maybe, she would, you know, it'd be nice. There's the Brandy, the other Brandy in the world that spells her name with an E. That's around 70
and
years
you guys
old.
Look, wow, because you're going to have to look all through the Playmates, and it's not through the 60s or the 70s.
Definitely wasn't a Playmate. Yeah,
not
we tried,
okay.
But no.
Hey. Life, Laughter, Happiness podcast, put it out there for you to hopefully find the person who's out there.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that, because this story, though, it's not just a cute little funny little story. No, this is how you and Hef really clicked. Am I right?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. I'm assuming. I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, how wonderful.
It was, you know,
because I've always wondered about the Playmates who, when he did get a divorce and then the new chapter of his life came, and then I was already a Playmate, but I remember I invited him to my 30th birthday, and I think you came at the St. James Club because he started to go out. What?
Yeah.
You were there?
I think so. Yeah, that's when we started. Yeah,
That was like the year 2000. Of course, Brandy, of course you were there. That was year 2000. Wow.
Yep,
okay.
I know. Well, we started dating in
1998.
So we, so definitely I was there.
Was that really fun with Pep? And how was it? I mean, you are such a person that exudes joy. So. But, I mean, really, was it great all the time, or were there ups and downs?
Well, you know, he would get on my nerves sometimes just like any boyfriend, but it was just, you know, an amazing. I look back, and I'm like, he gave me some of the best years of my life. Like, I got to experience so much stuff. I learned so much stuff. I got the best of friends. Yeah. I created so many amazing memories. You know, I only have like the best feeling when I think back of our time together.
Oh, wow.
So,
I did not know that, Brandy. I did not know. And that really warms my heart. And I'm so glad to hear that. So glad to hear that. And that's what I would assume Heck would be like, a wonderful man to his lady. That's what I think. That's how
Right.
Of him. But you know, there's been a couple of the after you girlfriends said some negative things. I haven't read the books or anything, but just really quickly, I mean, what do you feel about that?
It pisses me off. It's like, you know what?
Really?
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. It's like that man made you who you are, and you're gonna talk smack. Like, no, that's not okay. I just, it's amazing to me. I can't believe some people are that dark and evil to say such horrible things.
Okay, I am so glad to hear this because I've always just loved Hef so much. He's always been so wonderful to me and people more in my year in the 90s. that we all have that, and we all say that. And I have yet to even interview a Playboy Playmate who has said otherwise. And the person that I'm referring to actually is not a Playboy Playmate. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. But, right?
It's just not right. You just don't do that for someone that has given you what they've given you and created you in your life. And then, was somebody twisting your arm to be there? You know, was somebody putting you in shackles to be there? No, I don't think
so. I was about to say that too, but then I thought, oh my gosh, then I'm going to get Me Too movement, hate mail maybe, because I will say something like, well, did you have to stay? And then their rebuttal would be something like, well, she doesn't know what it's like to feel like you aren't in control of your own life, you know, something like that. So I just, but I was thinking that exact same thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, everyone is going to have, I guess, their own experience, which is fine. But word about it everywhere, and I don't know, talk down about someone that is not a bad person, is not an evil person, who's somebody who's loved by so many people and who, as far as I know, there's only been one person in this world, maybe two, that has ever said anything bad about him. Right? I mean, I know of.
Yes. Yes,
so that's
yes.
got to say something right there.
Exactly. And I make a point of that, don't I, Johnny, every single show.
Yes, you do. One of the things that I've noticed about him is that you would think that if he was a bad person, there'd be more stuff said. I mean, what I've heard about him is the idea that he's a person who, like, say your car didn't start and it was 2:00 in the morning, and you were in town, you needed a place to stay, you probably could call the mansion and then they would come and pick you up. And
yeah,
I think
it
was Donna Perry told this story. It might have been Donna Perry, I don't know who it was, but she told the story that in the middle of the night you could call room service, and then she said out of a joke, steak and shrimp or something. And they said, okay. And they were like, okay.
Yeah,
and then it came, and then she felt bad for doing it, or something like that. It was a cute story.
Yeah.
Above and beyond. You're right, Johnny, and so I do make a point of that, to say that, and coming from you, Brandy, it means a lot, because, you had a wonderful, nurturing, a great business relationship, and I was right there. I saw it unfolding. It was wonderful, and you always have the most beautiful smile on your face. In fact, I told somebody when I was promoting the show today that not only is Brandy so beautiful and gorgeous, who she doesn't age, she has the heart of gold. You have no bad in you. No bad. I see you at GlamourCon and luncheons and things like that, and you always are so gracious, but I cannot say that about everybody, and it's fine, that's their personality, but that's just you, that's your what do you think is your biggest, best, the outside beauty trait, what is it, I know what I think it is that you have, your best trait, what do you think you have?
This is a tough one.
Don't be shy.
I think that I still have a pure heart in the way that I see the world, and the way I see people, and the way I accept people, and I accept everybody, and I don't judge.
This is the outside. I'm going to ask about the inside. After this.
Oh, the outside
this
best
is,
trait.
Yes, your best physical attribute, like the best thing that you think, wow, everybody loves it, and I love it too.
If you ask Jeff, he would say my smile, because he always, in every interview, but it used to be my stomach, but it's not anymore. So, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I tell you this every time I see you, Brandy.
My
every
hair?
Time.
I don't know.
Yes.
My hair?
Your hair. Your hair is so thick, and but it's not just thick, it's silky thick.
I do have good
silky.
Hair.
I can't even believe you
I
didn't
was gonna
say
that.
Yes, the smile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I
for sure.
The smile for sure, and oh, that's wonderful. Well, I love all of that. And, oh, I thought, I've got to look at this wonderful editorial in Playboy magazine that I really enjoyed. And I'm just wondering if one of the models, because sometimes I flip through really quickly, you know, now it is digital too, so I'm flipping really quickly. And it's called Once a Playmate, Always a Playmate.
Oh, the equality
yes,
issue?
You were in it. You were in it.
Yep. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you the story of when this, when it all went down, because we just shot that in October. I got the call from, I think it was Christy over at Playboy asking if, oh, she might have emailed me, asking if I would be a part of this equality issue 20 years later after I posed for the first time in Playboy. And she said, we're not sure yet. We're just seeing your availability. So basically, we don't know if we're going to choose you, but, you know, we want to know if you'll be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember telling my son, my 10-year-old, what's going on. Oh, my gosh, they just asked me to come back and do this 20 years later. And I was super anxious and excited. And then finally, I got the email that, you've been chosen. We're excited that you're going to be a part of it. And I remember my son was there. I started crying. I was like, so excited.
Yes.
I wanted it so bad just to be, you know, to still be a part of something, even though Hef's not here. It made me feel closer to him and just, I don't know, just still a part of something, a sisterhood. And I liked it. I was so excited.
I
want to
say something.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do get, I personally don't particularly like it when people say things like, oh, the good old days are gone and everything. I guess the problem that bothers me with that is that obviously Hugh Hefner fought for things that were going to be around long after he was gone. And that's why whenever I hear people say nobody wants to hear from Playmates, it's old news, you know. That's just a nice way of, and the problem, that's a real slap in your face, you know.
Well, luckily, hopefully, I've never heard anyone say they don't want to hear from a Playmate.
Me too. And I tell Johnny this.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's getting this. I don't know how many people he's talked to. He came up with this conclusion. And also that he thinks that people think that, that we're going to do the Playboy Playmate series so people will know that we are smart. And but I've never had anybody not think that. I've never
right.
had anybody yeah. that. Yeah. So it is
yeah, you know what?
A stereotype.
You know what? It's true because I've had people in the past say, well, how do you get past, you know, the stereotype of Playmates or blondes, you know, aren't smart or you know, Playmate, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I don't know. I've never had anyone accuse me of that or think that or say anything. So I don't know. It's not in my world. So
Johnny, I don't see you're stereotyping the stereotype. Without
yeah,
any.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just figured it out, Brandy, what he's
doing. Yep, exactly. You're trying to create something that's not there, Johnny.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that all Playmates are brilliant.
I love it. I love that. That's so funny. Okay, for all the listeners, though, about what we were talking about, once a Playmate, always a Playmate. It is a wonderful, wonderful editorial that was featured in Playboy magazine just in 2019. And they took five Playboy Playmates, and you were one of them. We also interviewed Renee. She was one of them. And then they turned you into that. You became a character, I think, the old Hollywood type. And I think that you were. Tell us about it a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, that part I didn't like. I'm going to be completely honest. I was under the impression, I was, you know, walking in there thinking, you know, it's going to be traditional Playboy beauty shot. Beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking, oh, we're going to show off how beautiful we are now at each decade, because there was a woman from each decade, from age 30s all the way up to 70s. So one from each decade. So I just thought they were going to show the beauty of us, but instead they made it more caricature. They had us all wearing wigs, I'm not a fan of white platinum hair, and they had me in white platinum hair wig, you know, which ages you, as you may or may not know, when you have white platinum hair.
Were they having you do the Marilyn Monroe image or similar?
It was more like, I don't know, Donatella Versace kind of. But anyway, so, you know, but it's still, the experience was wonderful because I got to do it with all my girls that I all love so much, and got to still be in that Playboy family. I was honored to do it. I just was hoping it could have been more of the traditional Playboy as opposed to making us into caricatures. You know what I mean? Like, the way that it was. But this is a whole new,
I do,
you
but
know,
see, okay,
yeah.
I'm different like that. I love it when something is totally, you know, twisted and made something different and avant-garde.
Right.
I love that stuff.
Sure.
I do. I love it. I thought you looked gorgeous. I absolutely
Thank
love
you.
The whole thing.
Well, I think that it's, you know, you're your own worst critic. And when you know you feel like you look beautiful a certain way, and it's not that way, it's different, you know. So for me, I wanted to show, you know, myself, and this is how I am now 20 years later, as opposed to, you know, it would have been that in a different magazine or another issue, but this was my one chance, you know, to be 20 years later. And do you know what I mean? Like,
now I get it.
So we're
now
our own worst critic,
like,
you know. I know people. It's a beautiful.
You know what? You are so right.
Fred.
Because they had a thing too that I did. It was called Playmate Extra, and they took about five from the 90s, and then I was shooting there again with Steve Wade after 18 years. You know, when we like about 10 years, we model and we do covers and we do a lot. But then after about that time frame, 10, 15 years, you know, there's like a little lull. I mean, that makes sense. They have other things to shoot, you know? So then when they asked you to come back, and mine was 18 years later, exactly from my Miss December, I loved it because, okay, I had 2 weeks to prepare, so I did my whole workout routine, but I had the long blonde hair. I was better than the center.
Yeah.
I have the heart of the body. And you know what? Yeah,
yes.
That's what I wanted to show. And you know what?
Right,
hey, I'm 41 and I'm freaking hot, everybody. And look, so I get it. They would have put a platinum weird wig on me and tried to do that whole art thing with me. That actually doesn't really make sense because you are an icon that's, no, go change somebody else. You know, you want to come as you. Who was in charge of that? Was it all different people?
Well, I understand, you know, what they're trying to do at this point. They were trying to do something different with the magazine. So they were hiring eccentric, you know, photographers and trying to do something different. And it didn't work. So that, which is why, as we know, there is no more Playboy, which is so sad. Playboy magazine, which I'm devastated over. I think it's so sad. But I think they were trying to change it to try to make something work, and it just didn't, unfortunately. You know.
Okay.
They're trying to.
Well.
Yeah.
I love your honesty about that. So. And
yeah.
Hey, we don't know anymore. When Hef died, I stopped getting what I was promised for the rest of my life, which was for a lifetime.
Oh, the magazine, I know.
Yes, and it stopped, and then they were giving me the coupon to try to sign up for it, and I just thought, wow, that is weird. That's like a, ooh. But you know what?
Well,
Hef died, and it's not going to be the same, and we have to accept it. But do you think that if Hef was alive during that photo shoot, would that have gone through? I'm thinking I get a no on that.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. But I mean, yeah, we have to deal with the fact there isn't a Playboy magazine anymore. But The only way that I'm trying to look at it is that at least, you know, that's going to look now when people look at it like this was this amazing, iconic thing that changed so many lives and changed the world, really. He did. That we got to be a part of that. Even though there is no more magazine, we got to be a part of that, a part of history, you know. And there's only so many now, you know, of us that were a part of that history.
I know. The end of an era, and you had 17 years while Heck was alive, and it is different. And everybody would say, well, ask me, so going to go to the parties after, you know, how Cooper kept trying to have the parties up there afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't even care. I have no, I don't even want to go, because it's not the same without Heck. It's, No, I just didn't. It becomes all commercial. Really, about money.
Well, it did. It did. It was corporate owned at that point. And I wish that that Cooper could have taken over and just continued in his father's footsteps, and it all would have been wonderful, and that would have been great. But unfortunately, it didn't happen that way.
No,
we have our memories.
Randy, don't you think the board of directors were really hard on him? And I mean, really, I followed that along so closely. And out of everybody, all the playmates that I would ask, it would be you, because, hello, talk about the boardroom. Oh, wow. Yeah, let's talk about that in your opinion.
Okay.
I love it, Brandy. How far did you go on the show with?
Well,
the
when I was on
the show, Donald,
right? I know. It's like you say the Donald
princess.
Or Donald, but now we have to say the president. you know, the first season I was on every single episode. It was a great experience. And then I went on the All-Stars, and it was still a great experience, daunting and exhausting and 18-hour days. It was crazy. But in the end, it was always worth it, because somebody would get a lot of money for the charity. So that was always a feel-good thing, you know, at
That's
the end
wonderful.
Of it. Yeah.
Now, I have a question.
What's
your opinion of the Annie Duke Joan Rivers thing?
Well, I can say it definitely was a real riff, for sure. None of that was staged. But I adored them both. But yeah, there was a real riff there, and it is what it is. You know, Joan was being Mama Bear, you know, trying to stick up for her daughter, and so she went to bat.
I think the problem that I noticed, that this is one of the things that I've noticed with the Celebrity Apprentice as opposed to the regular apprentice, is with Celebrity Apprentice, you let the people do get away with things they wouldn't normally get away with on Regular Apprentice. I mean, storming off like that, I mean, if this had been Regular Apprentice, they would have, you know.
Right. Yeah, they wouldn't let him come back, but of course they're going to let Joan Rivers come back, you know.
Yes. So they have
because she's Joan Rivers.
You know what? Everybody loved you, and nobody thought you were stupid because you were a Playboy playmate. But then I don't know if you went on there as that, or if you went on there more as the actress. I don't know.
Well,
or,
it was both.
I don't know.
They mentioned Baywatch, but, you know, Donald, he always mentioned, you know, he would mention things about Playboy, like, how many covers have you been on? And, you know, like he was, of course, you know, kind of interested in that part of it.
Really?
Being a man.
I didn't watch it at that time, and I guess Johnny has, but that's interesting. Okay, so he always was going towards that, and which is okay.
Back then,
it's like he was not even the president anyway, and it's like, reference to whatever, and we're proud of it, and it's probably the best thing to reference because that brand is powerful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. I'm very proud of it. I went all the way to the end. I was on every episode of the first season. We made it to the final four, where they were deciding who's going to be in the finale. They ended up choosing Joan and Annie, and Jesse, James, and myself came back for the finale to help Annie help her to win. And Joan was on the other team, so I was on the finale with Annie Duke.
Wow.
And then I came back on the All Stars and made it pretty far in that too. It was fun. It was a great, great experience.
I bet so. I can only imagine it would be very well put together, completely organized and fair.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it was great working with
Was it not fair?
With our president. It was awesome working with him. And
okay, so you had a wonderful experience then with Donald Trump on the show.
Absolutely. And people in the media tried to say otherwise during the debates. They mentioned the way that he talked to me on the show and whatever they tried to say during the debates. And they came back to me and asked me about it. I said, absolutely not. I said, they tried to say that he proposed to me a ton of times on the show. He said inappropriate things, and it was all bullshit. And that's when I realized the fake news is the fake freaking news. So frustrating when they tried to say stuff that happened to me with the president that did not happen. And that's how I know now media is completely corrupt and fake. So not your media, but
tiny little percentage of what you really have been connected to as far as his presidency and what he deals with every day and what a lot of people
deal
with.
I don't know how he does it.
Who has the limelight.
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I don't know how he deals with all of the corrupt liars out there and saying stuff about him and what he, I mean, I just can't even imagine. I mean, he's a strong person, that's for sure.
Very thick-skinned.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad that you had that good experience on there. And you know what? You are a wonderful businesswoman. You have been receiving, I've seen on social media with a lot of posts that you've done about how great you're doing with real estate. And do you think that your success is because of being seen on The Apprentice, and people see, wow, look at her, she's a physical. Did you get a higher position at the company you started with?
Did I get a higher what? Say that one more time.
A higher position with the company you started with in realty because of that?
I mean, I will definitely say I got a bigger percentage split than probably the average Joe, 100%. But I mean, I would. Yeah, and I say it all, even though it's, a celebrity apprentice and they knew that, and that's business acumen and all that's great. But, again, it all started from Playboy and Heft putting me in the magazine because that's how I got Baywatch. And then Baywatch, I got, all the other movies and TV shows. And then The Apprentice because of Playboy and Baywatch and the other movies. And you know what I mean? Like, really all stemmed from Playboy. That's where it all started, and that's where I got my stepping stone. So I really attribute a lot of my success 100% to that man, for sure.
Oh, wow, that is such a confirmation, and I did get chills all over my body. And when I was perusing through some things a couple hours before the show about you, I thought, you know what? Classic case of Hugh Hefner changing a life. I mean, it does all start there. It did all start there.
Yep.
Wow.
Exactly. 100%.
Oh, I love hearing that, Brandy. I do really love hearing that. Because that's the same experience I had. Completely positive.
Yeah.
Every single playmate we even interviewed has all been positive.
Yeah. Because you're probably interviewing all of our good girlfriends, our sisterhood,
I probably am, right?
that we all appreciate it. You know what I mean? It's like we really appreciate things in life. And when you get older, you learn to really appreciate those things, too.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And I would go up to the Playboy Mansion for movie night and just some various things. Easter, and then you, you got married to the love of your life. And he was up there, a wonderful NFL star, football player, started a wonderful family, and he was up there, and he enveloped all of this, accepted it all. But
you know, I was
going to accept. I mean, what's not to accept, right?
I was going to ask
how did that all
happen? Night.
What? Oh, Johnny, what?
Okay. What? You know, there's this book I have somewhere. It's called Meet the Stars, or, you know, in, you know, Dinner with the Stars or something. And it talks about places where you run into where there's celebrities. It's written by this lady, I think this man and this woman or something. And she talks about all the celebrities that, you know, she meets. And, of course, there's one big place where she really, really wants to go because it's like the pinnacle place to be of all places. And we all know where that is, the Playboy Mansion. And I think it's, you know, there's an old movie starring Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, not Reese, but it's called Two of a Kind. And that's what they were doing on movie night. And she actually, the end of the chapter in this book is her at movie night with her, you know, so that's what she does. So.
Yeah. Movie night was always a lot of fun. It was awesome. I have the best memories from movie night.
What about you probably enjoy this more than most people, but wasn't it Friday where it was black and white movie night?
Yeah, old movie night, yep. Classics, yep.
When the regular people, you know, would come up and it would be probably Sunday or something like that, which would be a movie that wasn't even out in the theaters yet, which was awesome. And we'd have a wonderful dinner and have to just be walking around. It's so funny, Brandy. People are always like, when they find out I'm a Playboy Playmate, they ask, did you get to meet Hugh Hefner? I mean, explain how it was. I mean, hello. We were up at the Playboy Mansion for all of these wonderful, you know, movie nights, you know, casual cocktail parties, you know, the Super Bowl party, Easter. I mean, there was so much. And he's walking around. That's his house. So, explain how it was.
Well, it was, and you'll attest to this, it was just a family. And all of us knew each other, and we all loved each other. And it was always, right, the same people always getting together on the weekends. Or whatever, like you said, whatever party or, you know, Super Bowl or whatever. It was all the same old friends and playmates, select playmates that would go up there. And it was just a family. And it was so much fun, especially one of my favorites. And you might feel the same way, but 4th of July parties were my favorite in the late 90s. Early 2000s when they'd have the bands come out and play during the day. We'd play volleyball and dance. Wasn't it the best? And going swimming.
Oh, Brandy, I must tell you something about that. I had my daughter. So around that time, I couldn't do it because it's such a family day. And, you know, the kid up there, the little baby up there at the Playboy Mansion, I'm like, you know, I don't want to, like, cramp anybody's style. And it was more like an adult fun thing with the volleyball and the... It wasn't so adult, but, I mean, it kind of was, you know. It wasn't like Easter. So a few of those, that is one that I didn't go to very often is the 4th of July because I had my little baby. I was doing things with my little toddler and my little elementary girl that I was doing things with.
But what about the late 90s? That's what I'm talking about. Not in 2007, like the late 90s. Didn't you go to the 4th of July
It wasn't that
parties
big,
or no?
Actually. No, you know what? It became bigger later. The 4th of July thing was not a big, huge deal in the 90s. No.
That's why I liked it. It was like literally maybe 250 people. And... For me, I don't know. I just loved the quaint little parties like that that were just small. And like the Super Bowl, it was like the same size as Super Bowl. There's maybe 200 people.
I did like that.
I love those. I love the smaller parties like that. It was fun.
Me too.
But I also like Halloween and all those fun ones too.
Too.
I mean, those were all great. Yeah.
So how many years do you think that you went, or do you know, that you went through basically living there at the Playboy Mansion as Hef's main squeeze with a one or two or three? I just know people will find this interesting.
Right. Well, I was there 2 years, and then I got Baywatch, and then I moved to Hawaii. So we tried the long-distance thing, but what happened was I just I know that I wanted to eventually start a family, get married, have kids, and,
right.
you know, and of course he understood that. He couldn't say, you know, no, you can't have that. And I wanted my kids to have someone they can grow old with that he wouldn't be around long enough, you know, to be a father to my children. And you know what I mean? So I was like, I had to be realistic. And even though I loved him so much, it was my time to go and spread my wings and, you know, eventually find someone I could settle down with. And so, you know, it was hard at first for a while, and then, you know, and then he ended up meeting Holly. So I, you know, hopefully that, you know, that kind of got his mind off of it a bit and
right.
and all that. But you know, it was the best, you know, it was amazing. It was a great time.
Brandy.
Great experience.
That is and attest to how great you are as a communicator within a relationship
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
you stayed so very close as friends with Hef all
absolutely.
Those years. And because all because you had, you know, the guts to face what's going on. Okay, here is
mm-hmm.
what I want. And this
right.
is reality. Okay, what are we going to do about it? And you talked about it and you figured it out.
Yeah.
I love that.
It made it, you know, so that we could stay friends and still love each other. And I still would, when I'd come home, visit him and, you know, get to know his, you know, girlfriend at the time, you know, whom, whether it was Holly or Crystal, you know, it, you know.
Right. Hey, Brandy,
but,
Brandy.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but, you know, he's a good-looking guy. And I remember when he was doing a separation from Kimberly, going through the divorce and everything, and then he was available. And I remember tons of playmates and basically every girl on the planet out there who were not playmates that was hot, they wanted him, okay? So... But maybe they're coming back for a second round. I mean, can you tell us, like, was he a good lover? Is that a horrible question to ask? I mean, like, what? I mean, sex and Hef says sex is not wrong.
Funny.
And the act of it is amazing. So why, like, you as his former girlfriend, can't you tell us, like, how was the sex?
Well, that's funny. As much as, you know, I love playing and having fun, the thought of my sons listening in and finding this on the radio, I better not answer that.
No. This is 18 and over. I told Johnny, you make sure that our podcast is 18 and over.
They would be mortified. They would be mortified.
They can't get in, Brandy. Okay. Anyway. But I assume, I mean, I'm thinking he's probably good. I mean, otherwise he would have gotten out that he wasn't. I mean, you know how that
I'm right. Well,
out.
That's probably true.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to assume it was good. Okay. I thought I could get you to talk.
Funny.
It's all right. Okay.
Hey, I was on Howard Stern twice. If he couldn't get me to talk, I don't know who, you know. No, I don't think anyone will.
Oh, Brandy, I was asked to go on that, and I was so afraid that he was going to put me in the tickle chair. I was so shy back then. Even as an early playmate, I was like, no, I'm not going on there. I am not going to. He's going
That's
to make me look stupid. stupid. Now I actually would not care one bit.
Right.
One bit.
Oh, my gosh. My kids keep trying to FaceTime.
He couldn't get you to say something. He couldn't get you to. What was it called, that, like the episode that you were on?
Oh, I don't know. I was on twice. In both times he tried to get, you know, try to find out, you know, what sex was like with him, and I never said. Oh, gosh. Both my sons keep trying to FaceTime me. I don't know what's going on. Both of them are trying to FaceTime me.
Like right now?
So one
they probably
have they
a
keep
good
calling.
Out there.
See, their little spidey senses are going. Like, Mom's talking
so
about
cute.
Something she shouldn't be talking about.
Okay, one last thing then. Let's change
sure.
the subject. One last thing. We have
yeah.
got to talk about your success in the real estate business. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I see the post, yeah. and you're getting all kinds of awards. Tell us about it, and if we need to find you, where can we find you for this?
Well, I do real estate. I also manage a bunch of Airbnbs now and do weddings at my Airbnbs. And but yeah, so I mean, you can just
wow.
reach out anyway. I have, you know, it's easy to find me, whether it's brandyroderick.com or any of my social media sites. But yeah, it's you know, it's definitely a shift, and I still am loving real estate, and that's great. And you know, I still
when
do the occasional
can we
show.
Do, like, mm-hmm. Brandy, can we do a photo shoot at your Airbnb?
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Even a family
yeah.
one. Or, you know what we're looking for,
yeah.
Johnny and I, when Johnny, oh, he had a trip planned coming out to see me. We've never even met.
Yeah.
He does the show from Florida. I do it from California.
And
yeah.
Just so you know, mm-hmm. yeah, just so you know, Brandy, Karina Harney told me to say hello. We talked to her today. I booked her on a future show.
Oh,
and also another person that really liked you was Christina Smith. She says, oh, I love Brandy.
Oh,
Christina Smith.
I love her, too. I love all that.
Brandy, I never had met her before. Johnny's getting me people that I've never met before, playmates. And I'm
yeah.
like, go for it, Johnny. Bring them on in. And I want to bring in some very, very, very new ones. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you had many years of Hef being alive and how it was and how great that was
mm-hmm.
and many, many memories and stories. What about the latest playmates? I mean, what's
right.
the
it's a different experience.
What's up?
Yeah, I feel bad for the newer playmates that didn't get to experience what we did. And even shortly after I was Playmate of the Year, they didn't even give away cars anymore. Like, these Playmates of the Year didn't get anything. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm glad. And when I was Playmate of the Year, we get to fly first class. And afterwards, like, it all changed. You know, they didn't do any of that anymore. So we were in it in the good
at least. I couldn't believe it. Okay, here's what I saw, too. That's funny that you mentioned that, because I've always wanted to talk about this. Okay, I saw it evolve. Okay, you would go. They
mm-hmm.
would win. Shelby Cobra, and maybe a Harley Davidson or a Crush Rocket.
Right.
And,
yeah, right.
Right? And then
yeah.
what did you get? I want to know what you
well,
got.
Well, it started to diminish when I got there, but still I got can you imagine getting a Shelby Cobra? Like, Heather Kozar was so lucky. I got a Porsche Boxster and
That's
a
cool.
Buell Blast, which is a little, like, Crush Rocket little motorcycle. But
yes, I know what that is.
Yeah, I think that Heather, she got the Shelby, which, as you know, at the time it was worth $150,000. Who knows what it's worth now?
Wow,
especially
what
after
he
the movie.
That.
I
know. Sold it. I mean, can you imagine if you held on to that? What did you do?
No.
Do you still have your Porsche Boxster?
No, I ended up, like, that's the thing. It's, you know how things, when you take it off the lot, it diminishes value. I think I sold it, like, 2 years later for
$20,000.
Yeah, but
yeah,
anyway, well, still, you know,
okay.
at least I got something. It's awesome, you know. I got the other
plus
girls
you
now, you know, don't get anything. They don't even get a party.
But wait, didn't you get the $100,000?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's $100,000 plus the car that you sold it for $120,000. So, and all of the whole year of you going around was included in the payment, right, for the $100,000. Okay.
Yeah.
But still, that was wonderful for you with your personality. You enjoyed that tour.
Oh, 100%. I mean, to have that experience and move forward with whatever was next and use that as a stepping stone, I just feel so blessed and so lucky that I actually had that experience, you know.
Wow. Oh, that's so wonderful. And when you got the Playmate of the Year, did Hef call you beforehand? I mean, how did you find out that you got Playmate of the Year?
Marilyn called me, Grabowski. She called me, and I was on hiatus from Baywatch, and I was roommates with one of my co-stars from Baywatch, and she called me. My girlfriend, she was in the bathroom in the bathtub. Marilyn called. We've decided that you're going to be our Playmate of the Year, and I just remember jumping up and down and screaming, and then Stacy got out of the bathtub, was jumping up and down naked, screaming, and so it was very exciting. I was so excited, elated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just from a little girl's dream when she was about 10 years old, and then a weird thing her teacher did, but it didn't stop her, and she didn't let that get her down. She just kept forging forward, you all. And you know what? She became one of Hugh Hefner's favorite, not to mention, you know, loving girlfriends, and then moved on to huge things, being one of Baywatch's activists, which is one of the biggest shows ever known to man. Okay, shooting, by the way, not in at the Pacific Ocean for free, but in Hawaii. Wow, right?
Yeah.
Doing your whole Playmate of the Year tour while you're the Baywatch star, and I don't know how much later you found the love of your life and started a family. And but hold on, not only that, you are getting accurate and deeper work nonstop at the store for real estate. So, good for you,
Brandy. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Want to do a shout-out?
Yes, I am doing a shout-out, Johnny. Thank you for coming by for this wonderful, fun hour, Brandy Broderick. Playboy Playmate, April 2000, and Playmate of the Year, 2001. If you would like to check out Brandy's body of work, where should they go, Brandy? Tell us the number one spot that you like. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, what?
You can go to, IMDb if you want to look at my body of work and go watch a movie or a TV show I did, and you have the whole list there, imdb.com, and just search my name. And then follow me on Instagram, which would be cool, which is just my name, Brandy Roderick, and I'll chronicle my life on there. So,
I would like to send everybody, it's kind of like what you put out there, everything that you feel good about or proud about, or special.
Yep.
So, follow Brandy Roderick on Instagram. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you so much, Brandy, for coming on.
Thank you.
And sharing a lot of things I don't think that a lot of people have even heard.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay.
Thank you. Johnny boy.
I was thanking both of you for coming. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Thanks, Johnny. And thank you for reaching
out. Thanks, Barbara.
I appreciate the call. Thanks, Barbara.
You are welcome.
I miss you. I hope I get to see your beautiful face.